Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Ipswich Town Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, on Love Sport Radio. The next 30 minutes, well, guess what? It's your say on your team. The Tractor Boys, how are they doing this season? Just outside those playoff places when it started so well in League One. Their first season in League One, making and hoping for a quick return back to the Championship. Well, what a show we're going to have for you tonight, because not only are we going to talk that 4-1 victory on the weekend against Burton, a much-needed victory that was too for Lambert's side. I'm delighted to say we are talking to two new fans, because guess what? This is the Ipswich Fan Show. It's all about you and having your say on your team. This is the station that lets you do that with all of our varieties of fan shows. And you can have your say by tweeting us at Love Sport Radio or calling us 0208 70 20 558. Well, a man who joins me now, it is Alex Griffin. Alex, I've got to say, I've been checking out your YouTube videos because you are a match day vlogger. I've been watching them after the game. Much fun has been had. But overall, as an Ipswich fan, has the season been much fun so far?
Mate, it's been a roller coaster, I'm not going to lie. Start the season, 13 games unbeaten. Such a high. After the 13 games unbeaten, I thought we were going to win the league. And then, obviously, football being football, anything can happen, and we're now seventh. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, and there's been a lot of ups, quite a few downs, and it's been fairly toxic recently. But after the 4-1 win against Burton, I think fans are starting to feel positive again.
Yeah, I want to talk about that toxic environment, maybe a little bit of that negative atmosphere, but I want to keep it positive, Alex, because it's really good we've got you on the show, and you're going to be our sort of regular Ipswich correspondent speaking to you week in, week out. And it was a brilliant start to the season, undefeated, and you got to think, and as all Ipswich fans were thinking at the time, this League One lark, you know, we're not going to be in here for long. We're one season and we're back, bouncing straight back. And at the time, the appointment of Paul Lambert, it looked a shrewd one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he came in when Paul Hurst, obviously, he'd gone. I think it was obvious that he was going to go because of what he'd done. But don't get me wrong, everything he did do, it wasn't all negative. I think a lot of Town fans were a bit just disappointed with, you know, Marcus Evans's decision of getting in Hurst. He's not got that experience in League One. And then obviously we had Paul Lambert, who came in when we were on the brink of relegation. And yeah, I think the damage was already done. But, you know, Lambert's got the League One experience. So I think Evans has done good in getting him in as our manager. I think it's just the case of re-galvanising the fans, which Lambert's done very well. And I think the players, their confidence is being a bit up and down, really. So the fans just need to get behind them now, and we really need to urge on and try and string a load of wins together now.
Yeah, because obviously you had that undefeated start. Then I think there was one win in 10 between November and January. Now, hopefully they're coming through the other side. I know they're just that side of the playoffs, but they've played a couple games more, which is frustrating and annoying. But for you, why is there this sort of toxic environment, atmosphere at the club at the minute, Alex?
I think it's just because, you know, we've got the team, we've got the players, we've got a capable team of challenging for top two. And to see, you know, to see us dropping points, it can get toxic quite easily. I mean, I went to Wimbledon I think it was last week, and we settled for a 0-0 draw. And these are vital games in order for us to really be pushing for them top six places. Just we went to Wimbledon. The ground was really small, but I really like small grounds because you do create an atmosphere. It's just we need to be picking up these points because if we want to get promoted, these points are going to matter come the end of the season.
Yeah, the Wimbledon video was actually one I watched, Alex. Your face was a picture after not getting the 3 points.
Yes, it was.
Obviously, you know, it's important now sort of to forget what's gone before, you know, the good start, the sort of the rocky road, the sticky patch, because those next 12 games that Ipswich have got now, 8 of them, Alex, are at home. That is massive.
I can't stress to you enough. They're huge. Honestly,
I can't believe how that schedule's worked out. How it's fallen that way. You know, if you've got to back a team, you've got to be back in town here.
And we are good at home as well. We've put on good performances at home. Like we've beaten what Burton 4-1. I think Lincoln we beat 1-0. We beat Accrington Stanley 4-1. We do put on some good performances at home. So I'm confident at home. So I'm really glad that 8 of our games are at home.
Yeah, it's massive. If you're looking at a team that maybe will come on strong, it's got to be Ipswich just due to the home games that they have got in the schedule. Obviously, there was a little interview, obviously, with Lambert before the game against Burton, and he got a little bit fruity with a reporter and he gave a couple of short answers. The reporter sort of pushed him, pressed him, quizzed him on the fact that Ipswich maybe, you know, have the strongest squad on paper, have got the biggest budget. And Lambert was sort of quick to say, Who said this? Don't go on about what we've got. Don't compare us to other teams' budget. Yes, we're a big club, but we've got no divine right. And it kind of looked like maybe the pressure was getting to him a little bit when he snapped back.
Yeah. I mean, he's under pressure. It's obvious. You know, all Ipswich fans have high expectations. We've said that we want to go straight back up. And he's obviously under pressure. So that's probably why he was giving short answers. He's trying to keep it on the down low. And, you know, he doesn't want to be too over-optimistic with things.
It's such a big one, obviously. But the game against Burton maybe gave him that breathing space because it was their first victory in 5 games. Left them 1 point off 6th place Pompey. We know that Pompey do have those game in hands. But on the game itself, Burton 4-1, you said it was massive. What did you make of the contest? Because maybe it was sort of the stepping stone that Ipswich need to kick on.
Yeah, I mean, Burton aren't a bad side. They're a good club. You know, they've been in the Championship a couple of times with us. But yeah, 4-1, it was a much-needed result. Like, we played them off the park in the second half. Obviously, we went 1-0 down. And yeah, I don't know if you saw my video, but when they scored that goal, it was toxic. Like, I don't know what it is, to be honest. I think because our expectations are so high, we are expecting to go and wipe the floor with teams. But after winning 4-1, I think, yeah, a lot of Town fans are positive again. And we've just got to kick on now. And we've got Oxford Saturday. I've checked their score. They're playing tonight against Wimbledon. And I think the last time I checked their score, they were winning. So it's going to be a tough game again. But we're at home. Like I said, we put on some good performances at home, so we've just got to take that into that game against Oxford now.
Yeah, one thing I did enjoy from the game, a bit of an interesting celebration from Judge. Took off his boot, his shoe, and he launched it. I know that maybe that was answering a little bit of criticism when Lambert said, you know, he should focus, he's talking on a pitch and do what he's good at, and instead of all these coloured boots. He did throw it. What did you make of the celebration?
I thought, to be fair, from where I was from, I didn't actually see it. I was too busy celebrating myself.
Too many limbs, Alex.
Too many limbs, mate, honestly. but like I say, Judge has been playing in his preferred role now. He was being played out of position. And since he's been playing in that centre-forward, like cam role, he's been playing really well. I mean, he picked up 2 goals and an assist on Saturday. So, yeah, I mean, Judge is a fantastic player. He's proven in the Championship. Obviously, he was at Brentford, and at Brentford he was quality. So yeah, I'm lucky. I think we're quite lucky to have Judge because he's quite a I call him a magician sometimes. But no, yeah, the celebration was class, to be fair. I did watch it back on the TV.
Yeah, he definitely was trying to prove a point there. He had something to say about it, but I think Lambert won't mind. If he's going to score a brace every weekend, the team are going to win 4-1. He can do more celebrations like that.
Yeah.
Just quickly then, Alex, what are you making of the League One landscape? Because I know Ipswich feel as though they're a team that should be in the Championship minimum, the size, the stature of the club. But there are some big clubs in League One, you know. We mentioned Portsmouth, yeah. Sunderland, Peterborough and Rotherham are having really good runs at the minute. Wickham are sort of similarly like Ipswich, had sort of a low after starting well. This is really wide and open.
Yeah, it is, honestly. There's some absolutely massive clubs in League One, and I think football every year is just getting harder. Like, you look at the Championship, and I think if we was to stay up last year, we would have come down. Each league are getting harder. You look at some of the clubs in League One at the moment, you've got Sunderland, Blackpool are a big club, Peterborough, Portsmouth, Rotherham, Coventry are a good club as well. It's honestly, it's a tough league. And any team that does get relegated from the Championship, I think they can't take it for granted, because I think I underestimated this league as well, to be honest. It's a tough league. Even some of the smaller clubs do pick up points against bigger teams. But yeah, I'm confident we'll get top six. We've got to get top six, because if we don't, I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest.
Yeah, Alex, do you think maybe that's sort of one of the themes behind it? Because I can't state enough how obviously big the club is. You know that. You're a fan. You go week in, week out. You do the videos. But also, where the fans have gone down to League One, they sort of underestimated the league as well, because, you know, from an outside perspective, they've gone, we're much better than this. The quality in League One, you know, will fly back up. And it was sort of a learning curve and a humbling one at that for them as well.
Yeah, it's definitely. There was a lot of Town fans at the start of the season saying, oh, we're going to smash this league. Oh, it's going to be easy. And yeah, like I said, they've massively underestimated the league, because we're now sitting seventh. The teams around us are probably in better positions, even the teams below us, because they've got, two games in hand over us. Mm. So yeah, I think for anyone that's in League One, any fan of any club, you can't underestimate the league. Anything can happen in football. Look at Bolton. I mean, they probably won't stay up, but there's still 13 games left or something like that in the season. So anything can happen.
Yeah, anything can happen. And obviously, Alex, you're going to be joining us to talk Ipswich. But I want fans to know about your channel as well. How did you get started and think, I want to do match day vlogs, you know, videos on YouTube describing a fan's journey and speaking to other fans?
So it started off about... Match day vlogging started about 2 years ago. I've been vlogging every single Ipswich game for about 2 years now. And I think what inspired me most was just seeing some fan cams, like Arsenal Fan TV, how they interview the fans. I love meeting new people. I love meeting fans from all sorts of clubs. So I thought I'd go and buy myself a little microphone and, yeah, get my own channel going and just interview fans, get their thoughts on Ipswich, get their thoughts on their own clubs. And, yeah, I'm doing quite well at the moment. I'm working alongside with Magical Vegas, doing stuff with them, the club sponsors as well. But yeah, honestly, it's crazy. It's unbelievable, to be fair.
Well, it is, and we've been watching them, and that's great to talk to you and get your view. And also, that means the fans you speak to, we can, through you, know what they're thinking of the club and maybe the opposing clubs. Alex, always a pleasure, not only to start this show with you, but looking forward now to hearing what you have to say. Alex Griffin there, Match Day Vlogger. Please check his channel out. It's brilliant, the videos after the games. But don't go anywhere, because there is still so much more on the Ipswich Fan Show, and you can join us. Simple, call us at 0208 7020 558 or tweet us at Love Sport Radio and ask a question and share your view on Ipswich Town.
This is Love Sport.
You're listening to the Ipswich Town Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, this is a brand new fan show, and it was so good to hear from Alex Griffin then, who is going to join us every week to obviously talk about the season, how it's going, the games that have just been, looking towards the games. Obviously, speaking of that game with Burton on the weekend, 4-1, he does these brilliant videos. You truly have to check him out. The raw emotion of the fans, especially when maybe, like they did on the weekend, Ipswich going behind, and as he called it, a toxic environment at the club. They are expecting to go back. They are so big, obviously. They know the size. You know the size and the stature of the club. Championship football is a minimum for Tan at the minute. He had lots to say. Obviously, Alan Judge's celebration, getting that brace on the weekend. Caden Jackson, obviously, getting the other two as well. But can they bounce straight back up? Also, we speak about Lambert. What are you making of him? Because I know fans are mixed on Paul Lambert. And it's interesting because the club gave him an extension earlier on in the season. Was it the right time? Was it warranted, that extension? So, I mean, it's just, I just think they need to stay the course, as we're seeing managers do at the minute. I just think that they can go on a run now with these games. Obviously, they go on a run now. You know, 12 games, 8 out of the last 12 are at home. They can do something special with this Ipswich. It is all in their favour. Well, delighted to say, joining us now is another new fan. This is what we do on the fan shows. We hear from brand new fan Alex. We now get to hear from Jordan Hockhole. Jordan, really good to get you on, because this is what this show is all about, hearing from new fans. I was wondering if we weren't going to catch you tonight, but we are, Jordan. Brilliant to get you on. Just like I was asking Alex then, overall, this is the first one, we can sort of take a season view of sorts. What are you making of the season so far?
Started well. Started to tail off a little bit, haven't we? I don't know. See, I listened to you on the phone to Alex, and although I respect everyone's opinion, of course I do, I'm not sure this league is as good as what people are making out. I'd say there's probably a handful of teams that I'd rate in this league. Other than that, I think some of them are so, so poor. I mean, we went, I think it's 13 games unbeaten at the start of the season.
Mm.
And if I'm honest with you, at times we didn't even get out of second gear. And that's not me being big-headed or anything like that. That's just fact. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course not. And Jordan, I'm really glad that you've said a different opinion, and I appreciate your views. That's what these fan shows are for, because every fan absolutely thinks different. I have to admit, I'm a big, big fan of League One. Everyone raves about the Championship. I think that's been lower quality. I think League One's absolutely on fire this year, because no one can call the top team. No one can call the top two, top six. I understand what you're saying, but if you think it's not as good as maybe people are making out, and I can see where you're coming from, what does it say about Ipswich when they have had this sticky patch? Where do you sort of rate the team within that then?
What, within the sticky patch?
Or within this league that you don't rate as highly, that's what I'm saying. If Ipswich aren't performing, where are you rating them in that?
Look, you've got to respect that we've come down, and we've come down with an absolutely awful team, the worst in our history, and there's no hiding that. Again, it's fact, isn't it? And now we've come into this division. We have got players like Alan Judge, Emir Hughes, James Norwood we brought in. Although three, I imagine, will be on high wages, judging by you hear Championship clubs were wanting him. Gwion Edwards. Okay, Alan Judge had a worldie at the weekend. I'm not denying that. Do you know what I mean? But really, where's Alan Judge been all season? Emir Hughes, long-term injury, just come back into the fold. Okay, you give him a bit of time. He's shown glimpses. Gwion Edwards. I mean, where's the Gwion Edwards from the first five games of last season? James Norwood. I mean, I like him. He's full of patter. He's got good banter and stuff like that. He will get you goals. But the fact of the matter is, how many chances has he missed this season? But I've come on here and I'm really knocking us. But I just don't think this league is as good as people think it is. If you honestly pick players out of that league, I could only name you 10 as really, really, really capable of proving their worth in the Championship. That's just my opinion, do you know what I mean? I might get hammered for it, but people like Ivan Toney could play in the Championship. Alan Judge could, but is he showing at the moment, really? Is James Norwood really the sort of striker you want to take you into the Championship? And no, we're not good. I'd say we're not good enough. That squad's good enough on their day. I mean, I'll be honest with you, we're more than capable of going unbeaten to the end of the season. Will it happen? I highly doubt it. Will we make the top two? I'm really not sure. Will we scrape the playoffs? Not on merit, only because of the games we've got left to play.
Yeah, Jordan, I'll be honest, I can't fault you, mate. You know, you've come out here, you've said your opinion, and I have to say, a lot of what you've said, I agree with, because you look at the teams maybe even going up from that League One. You look at Barnsley and Luton last year, and both maybe looking like they're coming straight back down to League One, you know, struggling in the division above. You mentioned it now, they're just outside those playoffs. You know, they have obviously had a few extra games. Are you worried then for how this season maybe will end in what is the home straight, the business end of the season? But let's not forget, Ipswich do have 8 games at home now.
Yep. The only thing I would say to you, look, I think, I think we will get in the playoffs. I think we will. Not on merit, purely because of the teams we have left to play, 8 out of 12 remaining. But there's only one man to blame for all of this, and that's the owner, Marcus Evans, in my opinion. He's the reason we're in this situation. And if we don't get out of it, because he didn't spend a penny again in January, I mean, no offence to Josh Earle, who we got in from Preston. He ain't going to win you leagues, is he? He ain't the sort of player that you see. If you go on BBC app or whatever, and you see and you think, oh, yeah, he'll do a job there. He could be the difference to getting that extra 2, 3, 4, 5 points. At the end of the day, Marcus Evans has tightened the purse strings once again. Once again, he's done it. He didn't learn last time we were in the playoffs in the Championship. He didn't learn then, and it seems like he hasn't learned this time. My opinion is, overall, if we don't get out of this situation, there's one man to blame. People are saying Paul Lambert. Everyone's saying, oh, yeah, Paul Lambert needs to go. They're questioning his decisions. Okay, the keeper rotation, stuff like that. But honestly, if you sack Paul Lambert at the moment, and I'm not saying he has done an absolute superb job, he's got the fans back on side, but if you sack Paul Lambert at the moment, you tell me a man who's going to come to a League One club with zero money to spend and he's going to be better than Paul Lambert. Because I don't know anyone.
Jordan, I was going to say, I was going to agree with you. This is the point, isn't it? Because if you was listening to me and Alex, I spoke about the interview that Paul done just before that Burton game, and he got a little bit shirty with the responses saying, who said we've got a budget? Who said what finances we've got, what we can and go out and do? Don't compare us to other clubs. You don't understand the restraints I'm working under. So you're effectively saying you agree with Lambert there. You go along with that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get wrong. If you're picking us up and plopping us into League One, yeah, okay, you could say we're higher end on wages. But we only spent 500k in the summer, and you compare that to other teams. I mean, I think Pompey paid what, 2-3 million for John Marquis. Mm. I mean, if they're going out, and that's a proven goal scorer. I'm not saying he's lit the world up. Ivan Toney. Look at Peterborough's front three. That's what will be hit or miss in this division, really. I know they've been shaky. I know they've been inconsistent. But, you know, it's going to be down to goals. And I just don't feel like we've got that player who... this is typical. Sunderland away a couple of weeks ago. James Norwood goes one-on-one. Ivan Toney goes one-on-one in that game. That ball's in that net. Simple as that. James Norwood, unfortunately, just isn't doing it. And I'm not saying that he won't be the difference come the end of the season, because if he hit the winner in the playoff final, I'll be waxing lyrical about him, like every football fan does.
We're all fickle. Don't worry about it, Jordan. It's not you, mate. It can all change like the wind. Obviously, Ipswich have had a lot of draws this season. That's been half the problem as well. It is Oxford next, and they are, I think they're 4-0 up at the minute. They are flying, beating Wimbledon. It's another big test on the weekend. What are you making of that game?
Well, our record against the top six is absolutely appalling this season. Unfortunately, they're just out of it. But, I mean, they're a bit hit and miss, aren't they? I felt, I found they started the season badly, then they went on a massive run, then they went bad again, and now they're starting to pick up a little bit of form. They played well against Newcastle on BBC. I don't know. I fancy us to get the 3 points, but then I fancy us to get the 3 points 4 or 5 times this season. We haven't. You know what I mean? And I don't know. If I had a crystal ball, I'd love to see what happens in the future. But, yeah, I'm going to put that out there, mate. I'm going to go for a tight 1-0 town.
Ah, Jordan, mate, we had to. It's the first show. I love the bold prediction. I've got to admit, Jordan, talking to you and Alex, I'm already looking forward to next week's show. We could have done an hour. Just the boldness and saying what's gone wrong with your team. That is the ideal of this whole show. Jordan, gutted that we had to miss the first couple of minutes. Wanted to get you on sooner, but I look forward to chatting to you next week. Jordan Hockhold there, you know, straight, giving it straight about his team. Brilliant. That's what this platform is for. Love Sport Radio. Have your say in your team, good or bad. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, it sounds like this fan show is going to be an absolute cracker, one that you won't miss every Tuesday, 9 to 9:30, the Ipswich Town fan show. I'm already looking forward to next week. Win, lose or draw, it's Oxford and they're winning themselves. It's all about Ipswich Town.
Love Sport.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.